After someone you love dies, it's often the little things that hit you hardest, like a song on the radio or driving past their favourite picnic spot. And that feeling where you want to reach for the phone to call them after a big day and then remember that you can't. We all grieve differently through tears and art and laughter, but the feeling that there was more to say can linger. And that's where the wind telephone comes in. It's an old rotary phone, connected to nothing, but created as a quiet place to talk to someone who's passed away. It began in Japan as one man's way of coping with loss, but it's since spread around the world, including here in Australia. And you're about to meet two people bringing wind phones to their communities, opening up space for conversations about death, loss, and grief. With me is Amber Gordon, the manager of the Darley Neighbourhood House and Learning Centre in regional Victoria, which just this month opened their very own wind phone. Amber, welcome to Life Matters.
Thanks, Tegan. Thank you for having us.
Tell me where this idea came from and why you thought you wanted to have one at your centre.
So we heard from the Grampians Regional Palliative Care Unit regarding Dying to Know Day and different events that happen and support that they give our community. And they were doing grants in regards to this and had an explanation about wind phones. And I'd never heard of it myself. And so did a bit of research and had a chat to our awesome committee. And yeah, it was something we were able to make happen here at Darley Neighbourhood House.
So if you haven't heard of Dying to Know Day, it's a national campaign that's sort of meant to help people think about the inevitable, not fearing death, but approaching it with purpose and love. Why was the wind phone a good fit for you, Amber?
We have lots of conversations here at the Neighbourhood House. We have a chatty cafe table that's an international movement as well, where quite often the conversation comes to death and dying. We also have a really active U3A community here, which are early retirees who are still wanting to learn and grow in their life. So the conversation quite often when you're talking about health, when you're talking about future plans and changing life changing for you, quite often that's something that comes up. So it seemed like a really good way to open the conversation, and it is going to be based around a few other programs that we have coming at the Neighbourhood House as well.
What does the wind phone look like?
So our wind phone was built by one of our volunteers, and it is actually what they describe as a gossip bench. So I'm oldish. No, I'm not even. I'm only 48. 47, actually. Man, I just gave myself away.
That's young.
I've got a grandma that's still 105, and so I'm not even half her age yet, so I'm still going, she keeps telling me. So, but it's a gossip phone. So if you remember when you were kids, there used to be a table and a chair set up, like it was one bench where you would sit and talk on the phone because the phone didn't walk around with you. And so Simon has built this beautiful wooden bench. He's weaved the seat, and we have a Bakelite phone, which is, I think they were around, like, I'm going to get this wrong and someone's going to call you and correct me, but I think they're around the 1930s, 1940s perhaps, and it's actually a winding phone. So it's not even one where, when I was a kid, where you put your finger in and turn, it's actually a winding. So, but it's connected to nowhere, but everywhere all at once.
Amber, it sounds so beautiful. I can picture it in my head, and it's actually funny. The person who I would call on the wind phone is my grandma, and I'm thinking of her sitting on her phone table chatting on the phone as she was very practiced at doing, which is really making me feel some kind of way. Well, you mentioned Grampians Palliative Care Consortium before. Anna Gray is from that organisation, was also at the launch of this wind phone at the Darley Neighbourhood House. Anna, what made you so keen on the idea of a wind phone?
Thanks, Tegan. The idea was that the wind phone is something that people will talk about. It's a positive action post-death. And Australia is a death-denying culture. It seems silly, but, you know, there's a fear if you speak about death, it might happen more quickly or something like that. So dying to know is about having the conversations, letting people know now what it is that you want later. You know, the obvious one is organ donation. So many people register for organ donation but don't have the discussion with their families. And then if they're involved in an accident, for example, and someone comes in and says, we believe that your brother is registered for organ donation, if families don't know and they're shocked by that, then they can resist. And if they do resist, the organ donation organisations obviously don't conflict with them. So there's a whole heap of different reasons why we need to have the discussion earlier. And the Wind Fund is just such a positive way of reminding people that death touches everyone. Grief is a part of everyone's life experience. And Wind Phones offer the opportunity to say the things may have been left unsaid or that couldn't be said. So they're just such a beautiful idea. And we started at the moment, there's one in Queensland and one in Western Australia and one in South Australia. And we started the grants in August last year. And so far we've got three in Victoria, one in Hamilton, one in Darley, and it's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen, and one in Colac. And we would just like to encourage communities to think about having a Wind Phone in their communities. Sometimes the locations worldwide have been memorial gardens or things like that. But think of having one, because we don't have the rituals as prevalent anymore. You know, it used to be that people would be, you know, they'd have a funeral and they'd be buried or they'd end up in a memorial garden. Now, you know, those rituals are becoming less and less prevalent. You know, in Ireland, they have a wake. It's a party, chance to say goodbye, celebrate life. They lie the body in their living rooms with an open casket and their feet facing out the door with a pair of shoes on the ground in front of them. You know, it's an actual ritual that has some joy about it, and we hope that the Wind Phones might bring some joy to some people and that communities might be interested in doing it and adding their Wind Phone to the Wind Phone map. Mm. And that, you know, for some people, maybe they'll have a journey that, a bit like the Silo Trail, they might do a Wind Phone trail eventually or something like that.
You're listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor chatting with Anna Gray from Grampians Palliative Care Consortium and Amber Gordon from the Darley Neighbourhood House about Wind Phones, which is very simply a phone that doesn't connect to anywhere, but it's a space where you can sit and have a conversation with someone that you love who's departed, a way of sort of formalising that conversation that you'd have. Jerry says, I don't need a special place. I speak with them all the time in my head and sometimes out loud. Find it very comforting. John says, my wife died 3 years ago and I miss her terribly. I text her regularly and talk to her photos. Oh my gosh. Well, Amber, you had a personal story as well that you shared at the launch of the phone.
I did, yeah. So the person that I would wanted to reach out to when we were talking about the design of the phone was my dad. And I went to uni, I lived in rural Victoria and went to uni in Geelong. And so I would often ring dad and ask him questions about different things. And over the time, you know, you buy a house and so you ring your dad about what to do about the broken gate and you ring your dad about what to do about should I paint the fence, things like that. And my dad would just turn up and paint the fence if I rang him. So there was probably tricky. But, yeah, when we were talking about the Wind Phone, that was the person that I wanted to call and chat to about those practical DIY things. And I lost my dad to dementia caused by a COVID infection, actually, just 3 years ago. So I also just... on Friday, actually, would have been one of my best friend's 50th birthdays. And I sat down at the Wind Phone last week and had a chat to her. So,
Amber, you got
me. And I'm sitting there right now. I'm sitting on a wind phone right now. It is a beautiful day in the outer west of Melbourne, and the sun is pouring in. So it is, I guess, the wind phone. Not everybody is going to want to sit down and have a chat out loud. I'm quite prepared to look like a crazy person myself. But I feel like the conversations that have started just from people walking past it is in itself has meant something already, just in the short time that we've had it here. So you don't have to sit down. You don't have to pick up the handset. Nothing else has to happen. But you just, yeah, you just need to, if it can start a conversation, if it can make someone go home and talk about their plans, like Anna was saying about, if you're just telling someone what song you'd like played at your funeral, if that's all that you go home and tell someone, just give them that information and help their passage through losing you better one day.
Anna, what kind of conversations do you hope this sparks?
Oh, any. and that's the most important thing. You know, there's no rules in this space. It's letting people know what your choices are. You know, your story, your choice. National Advanced Care Planning Week is coming up the 16th to the 22nd of March, and that's all it's about. You know, lawyers might tell you you have to do a certain way and clinicians might tell you another, but the reality is have the conversation with your family and write it down in your own handwriting. My dad a few years ago, we lost an uncle, and he had been at my grandmother's funeral with my dad 20 years before, and the only person he said it to was Dad, but he said he wanted to be in the veterans' wall at the Springvale Cemetery. No one else knew that. Mm. So it just happened that Dad popped up and gave that information. He was able to remember it. But we do know what we want, but we don't tell people. You know, death is our only 100%er. yet we're shocked by it every time. And we shouldn't be. The more prepared we are, the better we're going to be able to deal with the loss. You know, in a way, because we don't talk about it, we have a repressed response to grief. So the wind phones, there's something speaking out loud. It can actually help you connect with and move through emotions.
Anna, Amber, thank you both so much for joining me. Anna Gray, manager of Grampians Palliative Care Consortium, and Amber Gordon, manager of the Darley Neighbourhood House and Learning Centre, which has just launched its own wind phone. On the text line, one says, my mum and I would always look at sunsets together, so I talk to the sunset. It helps.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.